a fair result.
We maybe edged it. I thought we played better with elements than they did, but we're kind of more used to it. And it was reversed for the first time. We usually, Dunfermline knackered us up. We won in the toss, obviously, but we done well against a full-time team with the wind at their back, and really they had the header for the set piece that Bigsma did a good save. But I actually thought we done okay. We were reasonably comfortable, but I think we're a decent side, and we were playing against a really good side today, and we done well against them once again. So good, the run continues, which is nice.
Showed plenty of spirit throughout that. As you said, Smith made a great save in the second half, but he didn't have too many clear chances throughout the game.
No, I mean, if you think we missed a couple of snips in the first half, we were disappointed not to be ahead, because we know it's quite important with having the wind at your back. But the second half, we knew that Dunfermline would have thought maybe job was done, and but we kind of know how to play that way. We'd set up to play that way in the first half, so we just went back into that shape, and we had a great effort for the players. I mean, there's some terrific performances out there again, and again, so happy for Shane Sutherland. I thought he was magnificent.
Great options on the bench, actually. It's probably as strong as the Peterhead bench has been.
I know. I mean, again, I keep repeating myself, it's so hard, and I don't find it easy. Even there's Niccarelli only on for 2 or 3 minutes there, but because of the way the game was, we were setting a nice wee way of playing, and I didn't want to interrupt too much stuff, you know. So it's good. It's a fantastic squad, I feel, as though we've got. And it's shown in the results that we're getting.
If you just keep some momentum, I mean, you stay third in the league, and that's where you want to stay, obviously, in the top four.
It is, I know, but you know, when you're, I mean, I know we kind of started the run against Dunfermline, maybe done at East End, and we done well that day. But when you come to play them again, I always fear, because I know that they're such a good side. I've seen them against SPL teams this year and being better than SPL teams. So you always worry that they're going to turn up and roll you over, and you know, that's a pleasing thing for me, that again we matched them, and you know, it's pleasing.
Exactly. I was going to say, you've really competed with Dunfermline this season. Do you feel you can catch them?
No, and I'm saying that because I've been in that position before. I was at Morton when we were full time in this league, and they would need to go on a bad run. And when you're full time and you've got as many good players as they've got, that's not going to happen to them. The best we can do is listen, try and chase them. What we've got to do is try and catch air first. And if we can catch air, then all good. But, you know, Dunfermline are they're a terrific team. And I think if we've gave them far too much of a start, and it's going to be really tough to catch them.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you.
All right.